Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And you sit around and you kick the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to get you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you suck it to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things in the occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Tuned into GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's good, homie?
Everything is good, my man. Hey, Tone, part two, baby. How you feeling?
I'm good, man. I don't know if I got a little sinus or whatever, but bear with me, man. Bear with me. It just kicked in just now. I've been feeling good all day. Okay. Now my nose is killing me.
Okay, so it don't even matter. All you got, hey, sit back, relax, and it's gonna be one of them nights, man. Cause I'm ready. Listen, I want to get this out the way, man. I feel like we got to get it out the way because after last week. After we had all of that dialogue and the way the direction it was going, it's like there's some unfinished business, man. So I want to finish up so we can move forward, man. But even before we get into anything, I want to welcome all the callers tonight, the listeners. You have reached us. It is Freaky Friday. It's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, just like we do it. We got GEI Tone and GG After Dark, and we got a whole bunch of listeners. You know, the listeners been representing really, really well, and you know, they've been bringing it, man. So it's always nice to have, you know, that support and have the activity popping off, man. That's real major.
Definitely, definitely. And I just got some, you know, some data back from the show, and I want to give a big shout out to South Africa, Nigeria, Germany, the UK, and Canada. All be tuning in, man. So it's dope. It's dope.
Yeah,
yo.
That's great.
It's dope. That's crazy,
that's
right?
That's crazy. Well, their time zones have to be like completely different. So that's what really gets me, man. Not necessarily the connection, because I mean, you know, we got the internet, we got the online situation. So, but just you have to be very, very intentional to tune in from across the pond to catch the shows at 9 p.m. on Fridays, man. So yeah, man. Big shout out to
one of the good things is like Germany, UK. We have photographers and magazines over there, so that's I'm not sure that it's them, but it does help that we have, you know, stuff over there. But South Africa
is
definitely awesome. Definitely awesome. That's awesome to see. And hopefully, moving forward, man, we can add some more overseas listeners on. You know, it's dope.
That is dope, man. Salute. Listen, before we get in, man, let's go ahead and acknowledge what's the elephant in the room, man. You know, we still dealing with this presidential election situation, bro. Well, what's your take on that right now? I mean, are you fed up?
No, I'm gonna be real, man. Like, I know a lot of people probably be mad, but I don't really care. I mean, I don't care who the president is. Like, it could be Trump, it could be Biden. I just feel like in order for Black America to move forward, we have to support each other. We have to spend our money with each other. We have to, you know, love each other and support each other. Other than that, man, it don't matter who in their house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really don't. If we don't take care of each other, it don't matter.
I definitely feel you on that.
If we were taking care of each other, then it wouldn't even be a discussion of who's in office. It wouldn't matter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't matter who's in office because we would already be doing the things that we need to do. So, but we not.
No
so
doubt.
We always looking for. We always looking for somebody else to do it for us. So, you know, these guys come around every four years. I mean, you know, it's looking like Biden is going to win, you know, and everybody's going to be happy. But, you know, come January 20th, you're not going to see him until 2024 when he make like he wants the black vote again. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm over it. I'm just over it. It's all games, man. You know what I mean? It's all manipulation and all that. So, you know, I don't knock nobody for wanting what they want, but I just feel like we got to support each other. And I feel like if we spend our money with each other, then we wouldn't even be worrying about who the president, white, black, green, yellow, it wouldn't matter. If we took care of communities and loved each other, it wouldn't even matter who the president. So that's just my take.
Hey,
and
that's a strong take, man. And enough said about that, really, because that's what it boils down to, man. I mean, we have to take care of home. We have to take care of our communities. We have to use the resources that are right here in front of us. If something's going on in your community, Tom, and you hit up, you send an email to Biden or Trump, man, come on. What's that gonna do? So,
yeah,
so
exactly.
you have to we have to build our communities. But yeah, so everybody just calm your ass down, right? and let them work. Let them work through that process, man. Last thing I'll say is, and I made a post about it. I was like, yo, this election is like, it's like a major sports final. It's like the MLB. It's like, you know, soccer. It's like the NBA finals. It's like Super Bowl. Everybody knows who they want to win, but the ratings are gonna make them stretch stuff out. Stuff gonna be stretched out for the ratings.
It's a joke, man. It's a joke. Like this thing could have been over Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like it could have been over Tuesday, but it's just so much excitement and oh, this vote ain't in. Oh, count this vote. Oh, this person got this vote. Like they know who won. Like it's just a joke, man. America, this our whole government, the whole system has turned into a joke. You know what I'm saying? It's just a joke. It is. It's one big joke. That's all it is. So, but you know.
Then that be it. Yeah, I mean, you know, and that being said, that's why we have, you know, something to take the load off. Freaky Fridays, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you know. So listen, we're up in it right now, man. We're up in it right now. We've been talking about BDSM. We talked about the lifestyle. This is part two, so we have a lot of the callers from last week. We got some new callers that told me that they was going to be on, and you know we're going to go ahead and address this. And it's hard to really reverse it and go all the way back. It's kind of one of those things where either you were there or you listened to the damn replay. All right, so,
yeah.
So we're doing a continuation. We're doing a continuation, man. But some things that we did establish is that you got to really know what you're getting into when we start talking about BDSM or the lifestyle. This is not a game, man. This is not nothing to play with.
Definitely need to know what you're getting into.
You definitely need to know what you're getting into, man.
Now, Gigi,
we discovered that.
Now, Gigi, I do agree. Now that we're discussing this and getting the information that I got from the young lady that called in, I think her name was Maria.
Rose Gold.
I messed up her name. Rose Go. I don't know why I'm saying Maria.
Rose Go, bro.
The information that she was given. Now, you definitely have to have a conversation with your mate before you jump into that lifestyle. Like that, you know, like this the information and just hearing how serious it is. It's not like a game. It's not a game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people actually take that life serious. So that's definitely a conversation that you would have to have. So I got to agree on you. I'll agree with you on that. If we're going to get into this, we got to have a conversation. But just regular sex, we don't need a conversation.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And, you know, you definitely don't want your significant other exploring with other motherfuckers anyway when it comes to this right here, because you know there's it's a community, and not saying that you can't trust folks, but at the same time why would you want to leave your folks uncovered, man, unprotected, exploring things without you, man? That's just an unsafe situation because you know they're exploring new things. They have some curiosities. Like, I damn sure don't want my shorty asking another motherfucker, like, hey, so can you show me how to use that candle and put the candle on my ass cheeks so that, you know, I can feel the sensation to know if it's something that I like? Like, hell no, man. You're not going off into, you know, a party by your damn self, and they thinking that you, you know, you just out there. So, you know how our thoughts go wild.
Yeah, I don't know if we asked this last week, but once we, you know, when we get the other callers on, I wanted to ask her: is it like classes, right? Like you said, you just don't want. I know a woman don't want her mate just to go out there. And I know you don't want your woman to go out there So is it like classes that you can go together and learn the different ways of maybe by watching or they teach it? So
yes.
That's something I'm, I want to ask.
Yes,
I want to
yes,
ask
yes.
too. Like, is it classes you can
that
go
is
to?
A, that's a perfect. That's actually a perfect segue because. I invited a guest who's you know, a homie of mine who actually does what they call demonstrations. You know, it's called a demonstration, man. And I don't know if he's on yet, but you know,
we have
press
a caller.
One.
I'm not sure if it's him. Somebody press one, but let's see. 3921 GEI Radio, you on?
Hi, everyone. It's not him.
Hey, and we happy that it's you. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm listening to, and, well, for the gentleman that asked if there's classes, yes, there are. Now, we're in Georgia, so there is a, with the pandemic and everything, they're not really open, but we do have a dungeon here in the state of Georgia. And twice a year, they do what you call demonstration stations, where people demonstrate each implement, and people could go in and learn about them. You could try them as well. They will teach you to put to actually know how to use it. It could be anything that you. They have from canes to floggers to bondage to
knife play, candle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything that you could think of, they have it in these stations, and they use the whole dungeon for that. And they do it twice a year. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in 2021, if they're going to be doing it now with, you know, with all this that's happening now, but that's what they used to do. They also, like, if you go to FetLife, you could also go to the to 1763, and there are demonstrators there that will teach you depending on what you want to learn. You will basically register, pay whatever fee, and you could learn. Some are free, some are not, you know, things of that nature.
Mm.
That's that rose gold for you right there, man. that's rose gold, Tom.
I had a couple questions for her that I didn't get to ask her last week.
Okay.
I did want to ask you. I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure you answered. I just can't remember. But I want to ask you again. How did you get introduced to the life?
Oh, you didn't ask me that question. No.
Okay.
So this is like a long story, though. Okay, so when I was in my 20s, I used to be married. Before I got married, I think I always been a little kinky, always curious. My boyfriend at the time, for some reason, I had this thing that I wanted to tie him up. I wanted to tie him up.
Hold on a minute. You said while you were married, you had a boyfriend. That you can't just slide past that like it's nothing, man. Come on.
I didn't even catch that.
Oh, did you catch that?
No, I didn't catch that. I'm sorry.
This is GZ After Dark here. I ain't missing a damn thing.
Man, listen, I think I've been poly all my life, way before it has trended. My husband used to have girlfriends. I used to have my partners. So I think I've been poly all my life. Even when I was a teenager, I was like, why do I have to choose one? Like, for real. So I always had the curiosity of doing something other than just regular sex. To me, it was very monotonous and very routine, and I didn't like that. So I kind of started like imagining different scenarios in my head, and I was like, "Yo, let's do this."
Okay. Give us an example, because, you know, in my head and in Tone's head, because I know Tone, right? We want to know, like, are we talking about, you know, orgies? Are we talking about,
no,
you
it,
know,
it
reverse gangbang activity? Like,
no,
what's happening?
It was strictly bondage. Like, my first experience was strictly bondage. To my first experience, strictly bondage. I binded him to my bed, and I just started doing, like, tickling, because tickling is a kink, believe it or not. So
yeah.
I would just do different things to him so he could feel, like, different sensations, and that shit would turn me on because of his reaction.
Now, this is prior to you torturing balls, right? You weren't torturing,
yes.
you weren't torturing balls
prior,
out the gate
yes.
now.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
please, let's not
very
bring it
prior,
up.
This was very prior to my enjoyment of cockbone torture. I didn't know nothing about it. But the way it started was this. I was always kinky, even when I was younger. How I got into the community was after my divorce to my ex-husband. I was single, completely single. I didn't have nobody. And I met this dominant, like, randomly just met him. You know, like, when you meet somebody in the street? Like, I met this man in a freaking darn, what was it? I think it was a store. And something caught my eye. Like, his presence just shocked the shit out of me. I don't know what. Like, something about him, it was like this. I don't know. It was like this aura that just shocked me, and I couldn't. I just needed to talk to him. And I remember. So, I gave him his number. I gave him my number. Everything like that, and we started kind of like talking and dating and stuff like that. And at first, he didn't want to tell me that he was part of the BDSM world. You know, I didn't know about the BDSM world. All I knew it was like, I like kink, and that was it. I didn't know that there was actually a community.
Yeah.
That there were people
yes.
involved in this type of lifestyle. So he didn't want to tell me because he didn't want to scare me away. I remember that conversation so badly. And he goes ahead and tells me, one night, we're just sitting, and he goes to just out of the gate. He says, I just need to tell you something. And I go ahead, and I said, what? Just to let you know, I am what you consider a dominant, and I have a slave. And I'm going like, you have a what?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know what a dominant is, but what the hell did you just tell me? Did you just say you have a slave? Oh, honey. So imagine my face when he said that he has a slave.
Okay.
Mind you, I didn't know nothing about it. I didn't know about BDSM at the time. I didn't know about, you know, the lifestyle at the time. So that's where I started just asking. I asked so many questions. And I'm like, wait a minute, is this slave, like, is she volunteering to be your slave? Is this consensual? Did you, like, what do you mean? Can you please? So he started talking to me, telling me about these things. And this was in New York. You know, New York is a little more open-minded. New York City. I used to live in New York City.
All right.
So,
all right. Yeah.
He would tell me about these things, and I'd be like, okay. This is a little scary. Okay. And then one day he says, do you want to go to an event? And I'm like, oh, you know, curious. I was like, okay, I'll go to an event. I'll go with him. And I was just a spectator, just looking and seeing what's going on. And I'm going, oh, my freaking Lord. There was a lot of S&M going on, which is basically sadism and masochism. There was a lot of things going on. And I'm like, but people were just enjoying themselves, being open. Like, it was like a world. They were free. The energy in that space was intoxicating. It was extremely intoxicating. And I just went to him and I said, I want to learn more.
Intrigued.
Yep.
Okay.
And that's how I started.
So let me ask you, when he told you that he had a slave, did it, I know this might sound weird, but did it kind of turn you on or did it make you curious?
It made me curious at first because I didn't know what he meant by he had a slave. So I was like intrigued. I was like, you know, just asking questions. I think I asked so many questions. Like, it was like a whole week just calling him over the phone, asking questions, trying to understand how he lived, you know, and how she lived as well. So it was very interesting.
So how
and,
does...
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Gigi. I'll ask my question next.
Okay, yeah, and we'll keep things moving forward. But I do want to ask, so what was your interaction with his slave? Like, what was the introduction and the interaction?
So when I first got with him, I was just a woman that he was interested in, and I was interested in him. So, you know, I did tell him that I am poly, which that was such a coincidence. You know, it was just a coincidence meeting another poly man in a freaking store. You know what I'm saying? So, there was one night that he brought me to his house and she was there. And she was in a state of formal, she was very formal. She was very, you know, subservient, very catering and very respectful. But also I could see that the humbleness of it. I could see how, because she always kept her head down. And I was wondering, is that part of it? Like, she always kept her head down. She was always, like, standing next to him with her head down and her arms behind her back. And I was wondering if this was something that was trained. Did he train her to do this? Or was this something that was normal or common in this type of lifestyle? So it was interesting. Very, very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what about your interaction with her? Like, were you guys physically involved at any point?
No, I was not physically involved with her. She basically belonged to him. I didn't have nothing to do with that type of dynamic or relationship. I was just, but my relationship with him did evolve. It evolved into girlfriend and boyfriend. I was with the man for 9 years. So it did evolve, and something in me just wanted, because I am very catering when I'm in a relationship. Like, I nurture. I'm very nurturing. I'm very catering. And I also do have a level of servitude. I like seeing my partner feeling comfortable wherever he's at or wherever, you know, that person's at. So I wanted to learn that perspective of how to be a, not a slave, but I wanted to know more about how to be submissive to a man. And kind of like no other submissives out there, and just grasp what exactly makes them submit or what makes them be submissive to their dominant.
Right.
So I wanted to learn more. I was a sponge. I was a sponge. I wanted to know everything. Everything and everybody. So
what became of if you guys were in a relationship for over 9 years or 9 years, what happened to her?
She's still with him. They actually officially got married. They're actually married, legally married right now.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So her. Seeing her like that, like when, how you described it to me, it didn't make you feel kind of, I want to say weird, but weird, like to see her like that?
No, it didn't.
You know, like you said, she kept her head down. She
didn't look at him. I was curious. I was very curious, and I wanted to know more about why, you know, at first you don't know what the person is doing, but it's part of the person's training. He literally trained her to be that way, that she is not to speak to anyone unless he gives her permission. She is to stay at his side at all times and sensual. They basically consent to each other. What are the do's and don'ts? And that is what's called vetting. And I believe Gigi mentioned that last week when it came to vetting in any type of dynamic. It could be swinger, poly, BDSM, it doesn't matter. I wish more vanilla people know how to vet so they don't have to have all these darn expectations that, you know, and that's why their relationships are always fucked up. They need to learn how to ask the fucking hard questions out here. Ask those questions. If there's a red flag thrown in the court, in the damn court, you already know that red flag is a no-no. Like,
flat out.
Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, people need to be more open when it comes to relationship. And I understand that when you are in a new relationship, you get that NRE, which is that new relationship energy, and you feel the things in your tummy and the little birds are flying over your head. But sometimes you got to hit that logic and ask those very messed up questions out here.
Yeah.
You know?
How would you ask somebody that you you want them to be slave?
How do I ask somebody if they want, if I want to be with them?
No, the slave part. How would you ask that?
I didn't ask her anything. Basically, what I did was I asked him a lot of the information. I actually found a community and asked around. I joined groups. I joined Fet Life. I joined a whole bunch of things just for me to learn what is this like.
Yeah.
Mhm.
That's good. Let me chime in. Listen, guys, every Friday, this is one of the freakiest Fridays, obviously, because we're talking about lifestyle and BDSM and kink. But every Friday, guys, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you got G.I. Tone and Gigi After Dark. We have the pleasure of having our guest for our part two as well, which is Rose Gold. 17 years in the lifestyle of BDSM. Now, Rose, I want to take the opportunity to really address a lot of myths in the in the community. I think it's really important because, like we mentioned before, people feel like that it's trendy. Being poly is trendy. It's an excuse for people to just have sexual escapades with no regard and no accountability and things like that.
Oh, my God.
Could you just shoot us a few misconceptions of the the poly lifestyle? And one thing I want you to address specifically is the fact of the financial aspect or the financial advantages that some people conceive and some people misconceive. So so drop that off for us as quick as you possibly can.
Okay, so one misconception people have is that just because you are poly, someone might not cheat. Yes, there is cheating in poly. If you're not open to your partner or partners that you are seeing someone else, then you're cheating. That's what you're cheating. It doesn't matter. You got to have an open line of communication at all times. At all times.
Mm.
Another now for financial. When it comes to finances, like right now, I am in a poly dynamic. I'm with a gentleman that has two girlfriends, myself and someone else, and we're basically working on our life together. We see where the money's coming from. We see that we could do things with them. We're opening businesses. I just opened one business last year, a consulting business. He opened one too. The other lady, she's very creative, and she's hoping that she could do that too. And we're just working together and growing together and making sure that we prosper. We're family. We are a big family. My son knows who he is. My son knows who she is. We are basically, right now, almost the holidays, we're basically getting everybody for the holidays and putting them in one house. So it's just family, and we're working to progress. Things happen.
That's good.
Now, another thing, I do talk a lot about responsibility of money. Just because you're in a poly relationship, just don't just blindly trust someone just because you're trying to build. This takes time to trust. You could always have your money, the person has their bank account, and just have one bank family. But you have to always think about those things. Think about life insurance, will, trust. If you're doing a poly family and you're interested in your family to have a prosperous life, you got to think about those things, that in case that something happens to you, what will happen to your poly family? You got to think about that too. And that's all I got to say.
I'm gonna piggyback off of that. Because I think it's really important that, that people have a good understanding. And let's be very clear. Everything that you said can easily transition over to a monogamous relationship, right? These are things that need to be talked about and discussed anyway. So it's not something that is exclusive for this particular dynamic. I mean, it's shit that people need to have conversations about. The point that I want to actually explore here real quick is when you get into a situation to where, because what you said is it safe to say it's a triad? Is that accurate?
Yeah, we're right now we're a triad, but I'm looking for I'm bisexual. I'm looking for a girlfriend, a permanent girlfriend, a relationship aside from what I currently have now. So I'm actually looking for, so it's not officially a triad. It's just that we are a family of three right now. That's it.
Okay. Are you physical with her?
If I'm physical with the other lady, yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, cool, cool. All right, so, Tone, close your mouth, Tone, close your mouth. All right, so I know Tone, that's my guy. But, okay, so in that type of dynamic, I want you to talk about the potential of, and I have an actual example of a young lady that I knew that told me, you know, her situation. What happens when in that dynamic, let's just say the dom, or let's just say the male, and one of the girlfriends want to get married, and you're not interested, or the other woman isn't interested in marriage? How does that affect things?
That is funny that you're saying that, because that's my current situation.
Won't he do it, Tone?
I do not.
Tone, won't he do it?
Won't he do it? Right on the dot.
Yep. So that's my current situation right now. Like, she wants to get married. I do not.
Grab.
I've been married before. Did that, done that.
Right.
So we are basically planning on how we, like, estate-wise, I'm actually in discussion with a lawyer, because I have assets. I have assets here and another country. So I have to look and see if what will happen if something happens to me. So, and the same, and vice versa. Like, my boyfriend is saying, Ma, because he calls me Ma, I'm Dominican. So, you know, Pa, Ma. You know how it is. he's like, Ma, even if I marry her, you will there's nothing that's going on. In case that something happens to me, you will not be abandoned, or you will, because.
Right, you'll be taken care of.
I'm going to be taken care of. I'm going to make sure that you are part of the trust. Whatever is yours, it's going to be yours. Even though I don't need it, but it was nice for him to think about that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I have my properties, I have my businesses, I have everything. But it was nice hearing that from a man. That's security. You know, that he's thinking, shit, if something happens to him, he's basically looking out for me.
Yeah. That is. Now, at the same time, we're going to need to see that paperwork to make it official. But, I do like the fact that he's willing to have that conversation, because if he wasn't willing to have that conversation, then that would obviously let you know where you stand long term with that. So I appreciate you, addressing that. And just real quick, guys, for those that, just chimed in, like, what the hell is going on? this is part two. This is part two of, you know, lifestyle. So when we talk about lifestyle, obviously we're talking about the dynamics of people. You know, it's not what is, I guess, considered traditional. You know, we talked about, you know, polyamory. And we're not even necessarily needing to go into the different dynamics of poly, but I do think that it would help our listeners, and it would help it would even help me and Tone, right, to have a good understanding of what really exists. Now, one dynamic I want to talk about is polyandry, right? Well, I want to talk about polyandry because a lot of people, you know, they don't realize how real it is. And so, Rose Gold, I'll let you talk about polyandry and any experience that you have, whether it's directly or indirectly, about that. Mm-hmm. If you could just kind of tap in a little bit on that.
So polyandry is under the umbrella of polygamy. It is poly, but it's the difference is that it's one woman and two men. So it's basically the woman has two husbands. They all live together, and no, they don't. They're not bisexual. A lot of people ask that question. I don't understand why. Like they can't. I don't understand why people are always saying, "Oh, they must be bisexual men," or one has to be an alpha, and probably the other one has to be a beta or whatever. And I'm like, this is just total bullshit. But, but it's when a woman has two husbands. And just to let you know, guys, there are tribes out here in this world where the woman is the center of two men. If you go to Tibet, there's a tribe there where a woman marries multiple men because the man is the asset. They are the ones that are basically do the work while she takes care of the home and takes care of the children. So,
right.
Yeah. So it can be normal. Unfortunately, with the United States, you know, United States is a little closed-minded. I'm sorry to say that, guys, but yeah. They always think
real.
When it comes to polygamy, it's always one man and two women or multiple women. But no, there are couples out here where there's one woman and two men. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Whatever makes that family happy, it is what it is. Point blank.
Yeah. I mean, if they're happy, then it shouldn't matter what it is, right? Like nobody.
Exactly.
They all agree.
Exactly.
Nobody's being forced into anything. So,
exactly, it's consensual. Nothing out here is forced, unless you know you're in a cult of some sort. But nothing here is forced. You do your vetting. You discuss the stipulations, the do's and don'ts, your boundaries, and if you agree with each other, you get it on.
Now, let me ask you this, because you said a man, another woman, and you're looking for another woman.
Yes, I'm looking
for
a girlfriend.
How does sex work? Because that's a lot.
You think that's a lot?
Yes, you have to please three people.
You think that's a lot for one woman? You sure about that?
It's three. You got the man, and you got two other women to please.
No, it's three. Like if I do get a girlfriend, and if I do get a girlfriend, it's romantic. You see, my relationship with my boyfriend's girlfriend is not romantic. You understand? It's not romantic. Mm. It's more sexual. We're friends, but it's more sexual than anything else.
Okay.
That's it.
Gigi, you think you can have three women?
Do I think I can have? Do I think I can handle three women sexually? Do I think I can handle three women sexually?
Period. Sexually, whatever.
Period.
Just having three women for the rest of your life.
You know what? That's a good question, man. I'd have to try it, to be honest with you. I'd have to try it to really explore that. But you know, at the same time, you know, you really have to have a desire because that's a lot of energies, right? That's a lot of energies that you're dealing with. So, you know, you have to be accountable and responsible for, you know, your activities and you have to be take in consideration of how you're making other people feel. So it's a lot. So that's not something to be interested in.
And you have to have time for yourself too. Because when you're
and you have to take care of yourself.
If you're with these people, sometimes, you know, it's so much energy, so much buildup. So, you know, you're building up all this energy from different people, especially if you are the type of person that absorb energy from others.
You
got to have at least a day or two to recuperate, to be by yourself.
Regroup. All of that.
All of that.
Yeah, so, but again.
We got some callers, Gigi. Whenever you want to go to the callers, just let me know.
I figured that, man. Let's do it, man. Let's go ahead and knock that out.
All right, let's go. 7547. Gigi, I already know you on.
Hey, this is Lady X. How is everyone doing?
Whoa, what's going on?
I missed last week. I'm so upset, but
You right here right now.
Yes, this topic, of course, is near and dear to my heart. Y'all know that. Definitely. So, yes, I'm very excited to be talking. And finally, especially with me being in Atlanta, so... and having lived three different types of lifestyles. it is definitely, and now, and to be quite honest, because I believe sexuality is fluid, but I'm very happy to be to be talking about the whole BDSM lifestyle, polyamory,
come on,
polygyny, all of the above. So, yeah. I just wanted to make a comment. I lived a dumb sub relationship where I was the submissive. I've actually had two dumb sub relationships in which I was the submissive. But I also lived in a, I guess you can call it a polyamory lifestyle, which is, it was quite interesting. As you just mentioned, it was a lot of energies going on, but I will say it was actually one of the most fulfilling relationships I have ever been in my life. So I like the young lady just said, it is so hard to get Americans to be open-minded, and a lot of women are in polyamorous relationships and they don't even know it, but they probably would benefit from me. I'm telling you, it's like y'all meet each other. See, you might like going shopping with her. Y'all probably got something in common. You know, it's kind of like, it's crazy that we can't be open-minded to understand that it is so much you can gain. Like she just mentioned, it's not all about sex all the time, right? You can just want a romantic interest. And in my relationship, we did not have sexual encounters together, per se. It was, for me, on a romantic level with a woman, and then our boyfriend, it was, he got to kind of get the best of both worlds, but he also had, it's like a different level of intimacy we shared, and it was a different level of intimacy that he shared with, well, my girlfriend. So it's just, and like you say, you do need that time apart from each other, but what happens is we were like on this rotation, so it was like, hey, when I need my time apart, y'all good. when you need your time apart, I got it. You know, when he needs his time apart, girl, we good, you know. So it was just so fulfilling. It actually was really fun. And if you could trust people to be in it and be mature enough to communicate, I really felt like it was very fulfilling. So, yeah. Atlanta, wake up. America, wake up.
That's a good point. I think that the biggest thing when we talk about polyamory, when we talk about a polydynamic in America, just like we mentioned before, people take that out of context. You know, a lot of people just look at the sexual side. They think that it's an opportunity to just have threesomes, foursomes, and do things like that. When in fact, there has to be vetting processes. There has to be understanding. There is a whole process of how the dynamic's going to work. And a lot of times people don't understand that because they don't even do that in a monogamous relationship. They're winging it, right? I kind of like you. You kind of like me. We go out. We have sex. There's no questions asked. Do you have other partners? You know what I'm saying? What do you have going on? And then they find out later in that situationship, the other person's married, or they're dating around, or they got several sexual partners. And so you have to be willing to be transparent, more transparent than ever, because again, you're dealing with people's lives, right? And you don't typically think about that unless you are taking your relationship to the next level, like marriage or something like that. But just like Rose Gold mentioned before, you know, there's things that she has to take in consideration because she has assets, because she's a businesswoman, because the things that she has going on that could either help her or be detrimental to her. And so I think that's one of the things that distinguishes, quote unquote, the lifestyle versus what goes on here with monogamous relationships, you know, and what comes with that. You know, now at the same time, there's people that have been happily married for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. That happens as well. But just like Rose also said, even in a polydynamic, people still do their shit, right? That's a character situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's not a reflection of the lifestyle. That's an individual that clearly is not disciplined enough or is not prepared to be in a certain dynamic. And so I think those things are important to discuss and have a discussion about, besides people just looking like, okay, I can have three baddies.
Right.
I got three baddies on deck and they ain't tripping. Like, it goes beyond that. So I applaud you ladies for sharing the experience because, you know, not everybody's ready to even have that conversation. So that's dope.
Yeah. And you have to have the conversation. And Rose Gold, thank you for saying her name. I'm sorry I missed it earlier. And I don't know if you can agree. Communication, even in just a single relationship, you have to, when you're dealing in a poly situation, you have to communicate.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't have people that are mature, and like you just mentioned, Gigi, it's not just about, you have to let your egos go, you have to communicate, and you have to understand what you're in the relationship for. And as you mentioned earlier, the whole business aspect, you have to know, look, this is our business. It doesn't have to be out for everybody necessarily. You have to protect your security. It's just, you know, but it, again, the communication aspect is so huge, and it's a maturity level. And most women, and if you've been in the lifestyles and in the circles of the lifestyles, you know, most people are very mature, and they know they have to be, because it can turn out to be a complete disaster otherwise.
Very true. I'm not sure. Can everybody hear me?
Yes,
I can hear you.
Okay. Another thing is that if you are interested in this lifestyle, you're going to make mistakes. Don't beat yourself. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to be like, oh, shoot. I should have done something different. Just learn from them and just move forward. There's going to be heartbreak in poly as well. There's going to be arguments. But like I said before, you're going to have to open up, communicate, and Lady X, right? Sorry.
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh. And like she said, leave the ego outside in the street when you're coming into your family. Leave that right in the street. When you're coming in and you're talking to your family, your poly family, you leave that ego outside. Because if you want something successful, you need to talk. Even the hardest things in the planet, you need to talk.
Definitely. Gigi, you still with us?
Oh, best believe I ain't going nowhere. I am. I do want to ask everyone that have discovered what dynamic works for them. If you feel that you could actually be with someone who believes in monogamy but is willing to accept you and your preferences, like do you just rule out monogamous guys at this point because you feel like they don't understand, or at some point they will not be able to rock with it?
That's a great question. I actually ran into that situation in which our boyfriend decided he wanted to marry me, and my girlfriend was not, I wasn't ready for anything monogamous, and I didn't want to split the family. Yeah, I wasn't. I was like, bro, you tripping. But and the big crazy thing is he didn't start out there. So, like Rose just said, it's not perfect, right? And there's always going to be lessons to learn. And we actually all decided to split. And that family, she mentioned the word family, and that just touched my whole soul. Because you feel you all your family, you know?
Yeah.
At this stage of my life, I wouldn't have a problem with a monogamous relationship because I've already had the experience. But I will definitely say I would miss that family, that grouping, that coupled offness, of it being me and my girlfriend and my boyfriend. So,
and I think that's because of how long I've been poly. I don't know if I could ever be in a monogamous relationship. I don't know if that ever going to happen.
It don't exist no more.
I'm sorry.
I was saying it doesn't exist anymore.
Just the whole concept doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, I don't think so. I really don't.
It's hard.
That's fair.
I don't think so. Because. And this is a very selfish statement I'm going to say, but I use poly also for help. I really do. Like, I'll give you an example of what I mean by for help. So my boyfriend has a huge house. Me, I like to clean. I'm very OCD. But his house is huge. Like, I can't clean this whole damn house. So guess what we do? She goes, does the first floor, I do the second floor. And vice versa. I'd be like, yo.
A family affair.
A family affair.
And it's not selfish. I mean, it's reality.
When it comes to his kids, for his birthday or the holidays, I'd be like, girl, what are we getting this man?
Yes. Oh, I miss it. Oh, and he loved
it.
Didn't you?
You have to use your resources. You have to be resourceful.
Yeah, exactly. And other things, like, for instance, like, if I don't want to be bothered, let's think about, I don't want to be bothered. I don't, like, there's times I want to be alone. You know,
She
will
He's
be
not
there
left unattended.
To take care of him. Oh, she will be there to take care of him. And she'll be like, yo, you just don't know what Mr. did. Because we call him Mr.
Wow.
in a sarcastic way. That's our little pet name for him. Mister.
I want to say that I've been called Mister before, so I wonder if I'm a. Oh shit! Yeah, that's interesting. Whoa! Hold on. Wait a minute here. I got to do some research once we talk this call. Yeah, I might have been. Tone.
Yeah.
I might have had a family.
You might have been a family, right?
Probably.
Might have had a family, man. I might have had a damn family. Well, look, so I think we had the point, man. We got to wrap it up here.
Okay.
We can go on for hours and hours, but I want to make sure, and Lady X, we got you on here. Let's get everybody's social media. Let's make sure that we get everybody's information, whatever you want to share, because obviously these are some topics and these are some discussions that can be made offline, and it's already in the field of what everybody does. So we'll go Lady X, whatever information you want to give, and Rose, if you want to give us the information again, and then, you know, I'll handle mine, and then we'll let Tone anchor and finish us up.
Sure. So I can be reached at Steel Feminine X. So that's going to be STELFEMININEX at gmail.com.
Okay.
Dope.
Keep that X
ahead,
in there.
Rose.
Well,
keep the X in there, man.
Well, you can reach me at Rose, R-O-S-E, _ Goth, G-O-T-H, 10, in Instagram. Or I'm also on Facebook as Rose Goth as well.
All right, there it is. GG After Dark, guys. Listen, man, it's been a crazy show. It's been a very informative and insightful show. I think a lot of people have just kind of been in awe the entire time, and they're absorbing a lot of information because it's not typical conversation or discussion for us. Now, we talked about some things, but this has been pretty interesting. So you guys can always follow me at ggafterdark.com, IG, ggafterdark, of course. And find me on Facebook, man. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So that's Malloy Rob on the Facebook page. Tone, so finish this strong, brother.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI _ Tone, Facebook Tone Mitchell. You can follow the show at GEI Radio on all social media platforms. We actually have a page for the show on IG, which is Freaky Friday Show _. Make sure you follow that. Rose Gold, I want to thank you for blessing us with 2 weeks straight of information. It's definitely been dope. Shout out to all the listeners. Lady X for chiming in. We here each and every Friday, 9 to 10 o'clock. Make sure y'all tune in, share it with a friend. And enjoy the rest of y'all weekend. We out. Peace.
Bye.